This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I just want to know how you feel.
Goosebumps. Kidding me?
Riley, can you sing a little go to the break? Break song.
Marty, can we go into a break? Please, Marty, call me. I've called you 10 times in the past week. Marty, call me back. Marty, 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 can we go into a break? Please, Marty, call me.
This is fire!
I've called you 10 times in the past week. Marty, Marty.
I just wanna know how you feel. Wanna love
Fuck.
That song, proud and real.
Wow.
You make me wanna go out and steal. I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm speechless.
Those Jeff vocal stacks.
We're just staring at each other.
Those seven
jaws
chords.
Dropped.
That was like Jacob Collier.
That was amazing.
That was so fucking good.
I'm speechless. I don't even have a joke or anything.
I can't say anything funny about that. I'm so sorry, Andy. Well, he probably wants us to say something funny. I can't think of anything. He says, that came from Andy. He wants to plug his YouTube channel, Andy Lee Music. So that's A-N-D-Y-L-I Music. He says, huge fan of the show. I made a chill little lo-fi hip-hop style review theme song, Feet and Spa Herself. It's pretty Chine, I think.
I was
it's
literally just going to say, like, this is like the lo-fi. I work to lo-fi music.
Yeah.
This is like the lo-fi mix of my dreams. This is unbelievable. Ooh. And I really forgot about that Marty song, so to have that come back, holy shit, that was amazing.
He took your vocals, like auto pitch corrected them to the song and stacked them. That was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
Shay. Back at it again with she's instantly bummed for some reason. I don't understand what it could be possibly about. What are you sad about? Because your face dropped. You went from going, shee, to like really sad.
I have an update about Vegas. As many of you will remember, yeah, on last week's episode, I talked about how Daniel and I were going to win it all.
Yeah.
And
you're a millionaire, right?
It's hard to talk
about.
I mean,
it's time to pop the champagne, right?
No, come on, man. It's, we left with
millions.
Change. We left with loose change.
Really?
We left with a quarter, a nickel, and three pennies to our names. When we pulled up at the Venetian. Yeah. We went to the Venetian because Daniel, I had to show Daniel the canals because they're fucking insane, obviously. There's a gondola in a building. That's eternal daytime. Doesn't make any fucking sense. So when we were...
sadly, as an aside, saying, there's a gondola in a building. It's eternal daytime. It's unbelievable. The Venetian. I had to show them.
So we were deciding, we're like, which casino should we go to? Pick the Venetian because I'm like, you just got to see it. And we were looking up the parking situation. We're like, whoa, free parking. That's fantastic. So we drive there from our Airbnb, park for free. Daniel bet $60 total. I bet $70 total. We played some slots. Slots weren't very fun because it's just pressing a button. There's no strategy. You don't do anything.
They have really low odds too.
Yeah, we did roulette. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
The woman sitting next to us was like on a fucking streak. Yeah. She was winning like hundreds and hundreds of dollars on roulette. We played a couple hands of blackjack. We won our first hand. Lost the second hand.
Of course.
Lost the third hand. Yeah. Left with nothing from the table. we like walked up because we had like from everything we'd done so far, we had like $25. Yeah. And you needed $25. You had to bet 25 to play. So we gave him 25. And so our first hand, we got two face cards. We got a 20. He got a 20. We pushed. Second hand, we got a 14 and he showed 8. And so we're like, we got a hit, yeah. I guess. We busted. He got an 18. Third hand, we got a 17. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, we left with... So, but anyway, as we were cashing out, Daniel, like, had change in his hand. And he's like, whatever happens tonight, we're walking away with this. So, I had
flipping
texted
a nickel,
Jeff.
Like an old Monopoly man.
Going into the night, I texted Jeff. I'm like, Dan and I are going to win it all.
Yeah.
We are going to come out of this multimillionaires.
And I was convinced.
And Jeff, that same night... What did you do when Daniel and I were at the casino?
So you texted me that you're going to win it all. I saw that text as I was checking out at a gas station with a scratch off.
Jeff and I were on the same plane that
night. So
we were on the same wavelength.
I could have made $10 million. Riley could have also made that amount or more or less. I was just getting gas and I was like, I'm going to become a millionaire. So I got the scratch off.
I decided I'm going to become a millionaire.
I got the $30 scratch off. It's the dumbest amount of money to spend on a scratch off because the most likely scenario is you, A, lose money, and then the second most likely scenario is you make $30. That's too much money to spend on a scratch off. So I learned my lesson. I wasn't even that bummed. I kind of sunk. It was a sunk cost at a certain point. But neither of us walked away millionaires.
No, we didn't. It was devastating.
Yeah.
And Vegas was unbelievably hot. 125 degrees in the desert. Obviously, climate change is very real.
It was Devin Scotting.
I don't know about that, but
our agent's assistant.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe don't dox him.
He's fine.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. So I guess it's like, what's the point? But you're fucking verified on Twitter, so that's a win for both of us.
Yeah, which is its own version of high-stakes poker. But all of this to say, stacking cash makes me think of stacking a different type of thin
cheddar.
We're talking Kraft.
American singles.
In a way, I'm a Kraft American single because I'm not dating anyone and I was sort of made in God's image.
Oh my God.
In a way.
Up to a certain point, like, and then we just kind of freestyle.
Yeah, like I mean, you've seen the idols of Jesus. He has the Adonis belt, and I don't have that. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't have the V that points down to my
pee. You have the same hair, but then oh my God.
Why is that, by the way? Why is Jesus so hot all the time? I mean, he's got to be, 8% body fat?
So, Jeff, any experiences with Kraft American singles cheese?
I grew up, obviously, having grilled cheese with this. I think that... I don't know. It's not good. It just isn't.
It really sounded like you were going to launch into a dissertation. I just think that...
don't know. It's not good.
I don't think I ever liked it. I just didn't know that I liked cheese. So like my family and I, we would make grilled cheeses and it was fine. It was very gooey. The cheese tear, the cheese rip?
The cheese pull.
Cheese pull was ideal. But, I hadn't yet been introduced to the flavors of the day. Sharp cheddar and aged Gouda.
So Jeff's malfunctioning, but what he's trying to say is, like, there's so many other cheeses out there.
What's your experience? And
I mean, of course, you know, growing up, like, if you want a little snack, yeah. You take one out of the fridge and you just have a little slice of cheese. It is not cheese.
It's literally not.
It is literally not. And what's fascinating about it, it's like, on the packaging, at least online, the photos I was seeing, that it's like has a little icon of milk and it's like always made with milk. It's like, well, I should fucking hope so, since that's what cheese is.
Yeah.
What do you mean you have to clarify that it's made with milk? That's literally cheese.
Cheese is milk.
Cheese is milk. So obviously it's going to be made with milk. What else? Why would you have to clarify and remind us that, oh, no, this is made with milk.
We just want to be clear.
For sure.
We just want to be crystal clear.
That's literally how you make cheese is milk.
I saw something that it said it was, it's labeled a cheese snack because it can't call itself cheese. And it's like dairy beverage.
You can't call yourself cheese. You don't have the goddamn right.
Don't gatekeep pasteurized milk.
No, but it's like all of us, we're the real deal. You can't even, you're
cheddar,
not allowed to call
Manchego,
yourself.
Gruyere.
You can't even, you don't even have the right, the luxury
racist.
To call yourself cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
You're a cheese snack. You're too cheesy for a regular snack, but you're not cheese enough to be cheese.
It's four.
So you're a cheese snack.
It's three biological children and an adopted child.
So we got cheese, and cheese snack.
Well,
right?
Cheese.
Cheese snack.
I've seen a lot of burger places in LA, basically like elevated versions of like a McDonald's burger, I guess, where it's like a smash burger with like a special sauce and stuff. It's trying to be a Big Mac. And it uses Kraft. And I'm like, don't. Just use like cheddar. Like, I don't know. I just don't think it's ever actually good on a burger.
It is more affordable.
Not that much.
But Kraft macaroni and cheese, that shit fucking
so
slaps
good.
Every time.
So good.
That shit is fucking addicting.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So where did they go wrong from their mac and cheese, their powdered stuff?
We tried. You guys are shitting on us. We tried
I'm
to make it
cheese.
I'm
not shitting on you. I'm saying that Kraft
mac and cheese
is incredible.
We're not shitting
on you. Like, it's incredible.
Sorry,
Kraft
we should say that we have
is...
a Kraft American Slices rep with us, and he's getting a little butthurt.
Yeah.
No, guys,
we
tried. Like, you guys are acting like we didn't try to make cheese.
I understand. No, I'm just saying the mac and cheese products, that you don't even touch that. That is perfect.
We
leave
love
it
that.
As is.
Right,
that is amazing.
You.
We love
thank
that. We love
you.
That. The slices
are good.
The cheese snack is where you could use some improvement.
How? He's on the verge of tears.
Would you like to start us off with a review of cheese snack?
Here we go. This is a 4-star review of Kraft American Singles. This is from Handsome Gentleman.
I'm not even going to change the name.
That's his first and last name. 4 stars. These make great cat frisbees. One bit of advice, though, is if you have a tabby cat, untie it from the tree before you play catch. I forgot to, and Mr. Theodore not only hurt his paw, but also broke his sunglasses. LOL.
Sorry, I'm going to need to think about the physics and the lot. Sorry.
I think he had his cat on a leash tied to a tree and then tossed a cheese slice in the general direction of, what is it, Mr. Theodore? And then Mr. Theodore kind of grabbed at it and...
But Theodore was tied up.
Mr. Theodore
was tied up.
And it kind of hurt the cat, the tabby.
Okay.
And he broke his sunglasses.
Thank you for coming into the police station today.
Yeah.
So I'm just triple checking as I file this report. Did you say there was a cat robbery? Did someone attempt to steal
Theodore.
Theodore. Theodore.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Mr. Robbins, you said that Mr. Theodore was hurt. Was there someone who came up and assaulted your cat? Or I'm just trying to get a better idea of how you need us to kind of move forward with any investigation. Need there be one?
I mean, I have a best case scenario in the back of my mind, if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, we will take any information. Any data is good data for us.
I'd like you to arrest the tree.
The tree?
Because Mr.
Is that a code name of someone who is around the neighborhood who might be a potential suspect?
No. Mr. Theodore, because okay. ultimately who hurt Mr. Theodore was the oak, because I had Mr. Theodore on a leash because I don't want him to run out in traffic. Tossed him
a frisbee that was made out of cheese, and he hurt himself because he was attached to the tree. And I think it's.
I see. Okay, I see what's happening. For the rest of this interview, I would actually prefer if we just said your cat. It feels very trivial to be saying the name Mr. Theodore in
you said you liked
very
evidence.
Serious context.
You said you liked facts. I'm giving you the cold, hard facts.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, to me, Mr. Robbins, the cold, hard facts clearly show in my mind, and I'm a dog guy, so you know I don't know too much about cats
okay.
and leashes, but... It seems like you might not be fit to own a cat, and we might have to remove it from your possession and bring it to a shelter because you are abusing your animal.
I'm not going to be spoken to that way by a dog person. I'm sorry, but you're not an impartial jury. I'm going to need a different person. I'm going to need a different person because you clearly don't get what it means to own a cat. What it means to own a cat is to cohabitate. With a
no,
feline.
It's okay. I don't need to hear it because I'm happy to. There is a homicide investigation going on in the next room. And so I'd actually much rather be there. That's what I'm trained to do.
Cut to the homicide
so
investigation.
All right. Okay.
Blood splattered on the walls. I'll never unsee what I saw. I walked in and she was gone. My wife, my mother of my three kids was.
gone.
Brilliant.
Cut back.
No, I'm saying I tossed the cheese like a frisbee. Is that what you're not getting?
I'm telling you, I'm happy to move you to someone else in my department. You don't need to keep telling me this. I will bring someone in right now. If you stop talking, I will bring in a colleague.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Does your dog have a personality unto himself?
Absolutely he does.
No, wrong. Cats have personalities. Dogs are just little slobbery animals. And
I am not getting into a cats versus dogs conversation with you.
100%.
When I have real, no, 100%. I'm not getting into this. So I'll happily transfer you over to my colleague Yvonne, and Yvonne will come in here and she will take over, and that will be that. We do not need to speak to each other about this anymore.
Cut back to the homicide room.
All right, we have three suspects. It's looking to be a part of a series of murders. They're all connected. There's a symbol that keeps being painted on the wall. It looks like it's the cancer sun symbol. So it's basically 69, but put onto its side. This is going to be a national case. Cut back.
All right, Yvonne, let me test your knowledge on cats before we get into this thing. When cats squint at you, what are they trying to get at?
Sir, I came in here because I am not a pet owner. I came in here to be an impartial member.
Not a pet
who
owner. I'd rather have a dog owner than someone who doesn't care for animals at all.
Okay, well, Detective Johnson is in the other room dealing with this homicide, and so I'm here. I'll go see him myself. No.
He has a motive because he's the cousin of the killer. Hey, sorry to interrupt. Detective Johnston. Johnson?
You go.
Is
what
it Johnson
are you doing
or Johnston?
In here? This is. It doesn't. It's Johnson. Go back. What are you doing in here? This is a very sensitive case we're dealing with.
I heard you have a cat.
The other detective looks down at the rendering of what the guy said the suspect might look like. Looks up. Detective Johnson, close the door and lock it. Looks down, looks up. Oh, it's definitely this fucking guy. Let's book him. It's absolutely him.
No!
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
I was here to hide in plain sight. It was a distraction method. I threw cheese at a cat.
You killed 5 people.
I didn't mean to do just 5. I was
okay,
gonna
so we
do
have the
more.
Confession.
If the issue is that I only did 5, I could have gotten
not,
a couple more.
All
right.
That's not the issue. All right. I didn't mean to do just 5. That's nothing.
That's child's play. Should we take a break?
Okay. Yeah. Marty, we're going to take a break. Is that cool? He can't hear me.
Marty?
No, we're recording. We're not on the phone.
Got it.
I just realized that right now. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
And we're craft.
American symbols.
This is a 4-star review from Fair Honest Review.
That's their name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their name.
Okay. Both of these, Handsome Gentleman and Fair Honest Review.
I would put them together. Okay. I ship it.
This is 4 stars. The title is No More Who Cut the Cheese Joke. The best thing about buying pre-cut cheese is there are no more dad jokes of guess who just cut the cheese. I just imagine a family's like sitting down to like a big like a Christmas dinner or something, like a big special dinner, and the dad's sitting at the head of the table like, okay, here we go, my time to shine. Like, the kids are all putting down dishes and it's like they put out a charcuterie plate. He's like rubbing his hands together like, oh, let's get this started. And it's Kraft American slices with some crackers. What?
You okay, Dad?
I'm not sure. I bought a block of aged Gouda for the table.
Oh.
You put this charcuterie plate together. Where did the aged Gouda go?
Oh, yeah. I used it for, I didn't know it was for the charcuterie plate. I used it for my spinach and artichoke dip. Little bit of a smoky version of it.
Okay. God, this is, it should be fine. It should be fine.
What's wrong? I mean, what are you not saying? Because you're... You look upset.
It's honestly, I don't want to get into it. You know, we're celebrating your mother and my 35th anniversary. I can't believe it. And I'm so happy to have the whole family back together again. And it was a perfect opportunity for me to test out some material. But obviously, that's not going
to
happen.
Because, oh, you wanted to like, you wanted to test out your vows because you have your vow renewal tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be fine. I'm not worried about that. I'll just kind of wing it. No, it's something more important. You know what? I don't want to make it a big
thing. Why are you on, what are you doing on your phone? Are you ordering something from Postmates?
Don't worry. It's just, you know what? I'm actually hungrier than I thought.
Turkey and we have a charcuterie plate. We have spinach and artichoke dip. We have mashed potatoes. And we have a big cake.
We have slices. You have Kraft American slices on the table.
I'm sorry. Is that not... I didn't know that the aged Gouda was going to be for the charcuterie board. I'm sorry that it's not that high quality cheese.
It's not about the cheese. It's about my set. So now Daddy isn't going to get to do his set for the table.
Set? Like jokes?
Daddy isn't going to make everyone laugh and think, oh, thank God Daddy's cracking his jokes.
Honey,
there's going to be no entertainment.
Stop saying Daddy.
Rachel, I'm their daddy and you're their mommy.
We've never called ourselves that. It's dad and mom. It's normal.
Daddy wanted mommy to laugh at daddy's jokes and daddy wanted babies to also laugh at daddy's jokes. And now what? Daddy's not going to be funny guy?
Yeah, guys. Come on. Dad isn't getting his time to shine. Proud of me, Dad?
Daddy.
Proud of me, Daddy?
I am proud of you, son. Hey,
you're such a suck up, Chris.
Chris, could you get the door? The Postmates has just arrived.
So fast.
Can you be my little scamp and just go grab Daddy his slices?
I got it, Daddy. Opens the door.
Grab Daddy his cheese.
Brings you the bag. You Postmated cheddar. Takes it out
of the table. Go on. It's free for everyone. I mean, Daddy paid for it. But everyone take a slice.
It's not sliced. It's just...
Exactly. Just go on. Take a little bit. Carve some off.
I take my knife. All right. Start slicing it.
Oh, wow! Oh, my. Insanely waving his hand in front of his face. Oh, man! Who cut the cheese? Oh, George, I think it was you. Oh, my God, you stinky boy. Woo! He cut the cheese, all right. Come on, that was Daddy's first big joke of the night.
Kids, your father was laid off last week. It was part of a round of cuts at the factory. And
Rachel, mommy, we don't need to get... This is about us. This is about G's and it's about jokes.
George, I'm so sorry, but we're not going to be able to pay for your college tuition.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Richard, this is serious.
Whoever said the rhyme did the crime.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. I mean, I can apply for student loans. I think I missed the window for the first semester, but I can just start in the spring.
Pulls out fruit. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Ah, nice one, Daddy.
Chris, You have the best sense of humor of this whole family. Oh my Chris god, is you an and idiot. Me should go on the road. I grab you by the collar. Don't you ever talk about your brother like that. Don't you ever talk about your brother like that. Ever again.
You just held up two oranges and said, "Orange, you glad I didn't say banana." You can't be a tough guy now. Richard, can I talk to you in the kitchen?
Okay, mommy, let's go.
Don't call me that. I think we should postpone the vow renewal.
What? No, I had so many good jokes lined up for that, mommy.
Fine, we'll do it. Cut to the vow renewal. Richard, 25 years.
I mean, you've stuck with me through some of the darkest times of my life. You've been there to celebrate some of the highs of my life. And I admire your courage. I admire your drive, your loyalty to our family. And how when times are tough, you step up to the plate. I love you.
Hey, Rachel. Knock, knock.
I can't do this.
Rachel, please. Rachel, please. Who's bringing it? Please.
Who's
Rachel,
there?
Please. Up, dog.
What's up, dog?
Not much. What's up with you? Smashes a pie in your face. You know what, mommy? Daddy didn't deliver the joke correctly, but mommy really came in clutch with the punchline, and that's why she's my gal. That's why she's my best gal. She's daddy's best gal. I love you, honey. Oh, man. This is great. Takes out a mic. Anyone here from Buffalo?
One hand. What's...
Oh, sucks to be you. I'm kidding. I've passed through there on a work trip. It's pretty nice. Anyone here from Des Moines?
How is this... A set. You're just asking people where they're from. Crowd work.
You wouldn't get it. You're not in comedy.
Apply for jobs. George. Don't have a midlife crisis at a vow renewal. You can't? Let me see your last cover letter. Takes it.
You're not going to like it.
Applying for a job at Pfizer. Yeah, here you go. Subject line is another year older, another year Pfizer. I'll go back to work.
It's just like they don't appreciate humor. It's like they don't even watch Family Guy. It's crazy.
That's honestly your favorite show. That makes it all adds up. It all adds up. I don't know how I never noticed that you kind of suck. Should we do our next review?
Yeah.
Okay. 4 stars from Anonymous. So first and last name?
Peter Griffin.
4 stars from Peter Griffin. First of all, I'm from Wisconsin, so I like to think I know my cheeses. When it comes to making a grilled cheese, these do the best job. It's the perfect part gooey to cheesy. Perfect ratio of gooey to cheesy, I think they meant to say. Mm-hmm. Other mm-hmm. cheeses I buy aren't as meltable as this one. The only downside is it's not the best thing for you to consume. But one grilled cheese now and then never hurt anyone. On a first date. I love this place. I can't believe you've never been here.
No, you know, I've passed by it so many times. It's just one of those places that it's like I took for granted that I lived so close to it. So you're a regular here?
It's kind of a special occasion place. And let me warn you right now, this isn't the healthiest joint.
You know what? It's okay. You know, it's great to indulge every once in a while. So I'm excited.
Hey, I'm your waiter. My name is Damien. I'll be helping out today. Can I get you guys started with any appetizers? Do you mind if I order for us, for the just appetizers for the table?
Oh, yeah. You know, Damien, I've actually never been here before. And this guy here, he comes in all the time. So, you know what? I fully trust you. Order for the table. I am ready to try anything.
We'll do the any teaser sampler. And we'll get that with the duck fat roast omelet skits. And then we'll do the spinach artichoke and sugar dip. We'll do the buffalo wings with a side of duck fat, and then we'll do the crudité just to be healthy, but instead of carrot sticks and celery, can we just make that a full pizza? And then
yep. I was just gonna say I'll take a crudité as well,
and then that crudité, let's make nice. That one another any teaser sampler with the following options. We'll do the onion rings. And can we do those extra duck fat? And then I think, I mean, stop me if I'm wrong, but we'll do the queso fresco, but can you make it not that fresco? I'd like an older queso, so basically something that ideally you've sent back to the kitchen because it just wasn't quite right. And then we'll do a crudité, but that one, let's just make that one another Anthony Caesar sampler with all the same options as the first one, extra duck fat on the side. Thanks. So tell, do you have any siblings?
Order something and make it something else. Sorry, we'll have the crudité, but can it actually you make that the Anthony Caesar sampler? So you want the Anthony Caesar sampler? No, I want the crudité, but I would like that to come out as the Anthony Caesar sampler. You weren't listening. You should actually be writing this down. I know you waiters kind of like do some things sometimes where it's like you have it on your head, but I actually did say crudité as the Anthony Caesar sampler.
I mean, that's the most confusing thing I've ever heard, but yeah, I can do that. So just an Anthony Caesar sampler.
No.
Got it.
You are not listening.
should we do your next review?
Yeah. This review, I totally know right now, reads like the game where it's like you just press the suggested words in your text on an iPhone. So this is 5 stars from Montserrat C.
Montserrat?
Monserratc. So I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
Okay, but, Montserrat Chap?
Okay, Montserrat Chap, 5 stars. This is all one sentence.
Yep.
What I think about this product, I think this product is amazing, and its richness, its texture in the cheese is amazing, and the milky taste of it, it's great. I always buy this. Jesus, I will always be on the fridge. I would so buy it again and again and again, and I would still recommend it to all you guys. It's the great product. Its packages come in different prices. The little ones that you see on the picture are less than $5.
Alan, come back to bed. What are you doing? It's 3 a.m.
I'm just trying to figure out the grocery list for tomorrow. Like, basically what I'm thinking is that we need to get the best Kraft they have. The singles are going to be there, and then I'll put it on the fridge. Because the thing is that I love the dairy taste of it all. I love how silky smooth velveteen it is. I love to put it on breakfast cereal.
Alan, yeah. Honey, yeah, grab your shoulders. Hey, it's okay. I breathe. Breathe. Yes, I know you love it, but no. There we go. Let's go back to bed. We can finish the grocery list in the morning.
Okay. They get back in bed. Everything's normal for a little bit. And then she starts to feel the bed shake a little bit from his foot moving.
I touch her foot with my foot. Alan, honey, turn the bedside lamp on. Alan, you gotta calm down. I'll get you some water, okay? Just wait right here. Go to the bathroom. Bring you back a cup of water.
There's yarn tied across the room already, almost immediately to different clues.
I dropped the glass on the floor. Oh my god!
They're calling it a cheese snack. What does that mean? Because it is silky smooth dairy, but I'm wondering how much milk is in this. I looked it up. Not that much. 10% dairy.
Alan, holy shit! Where did we? I didn't even know we had yarn. Deal with this in the morning. Actually, you don't even need to deal with this at all. We don't even need to buy Kraft. Just go to bed.
I take my readers off.
You know how I told you that I lost my virginity to Sharon Osbourne, not the celebrity, the one who went to my high school.
Yeah, the one who went to your high school.
I lied to you. I was taken with and then by Kraft. American slices, to be exact. And the guilt has been weighing on me that I feel like I lied to you, even though I didn't outright lie. I just withheld information, but I think that's a version of lying in and of itself. And I don't want you to be jealous just because we always have Kraft stocked in the fridge. Because you know I love you. And you know I would never cheat on you with a woman or with a cheese slice.
So instead of telling me that you had the cheese like American pie but with a slice of cheese, you told me it was Sharon Osbourne who you went to your high school. I have to know before I even get 1 inch of myself back in this bed with you. We keep the house stocked. Have you ever? I mean, and in our own home.
No. No, absolutely. I've thought about it.
Do you love her?
It's not like that.
Do you love her? It's, yes or no?
You know I love you.
The fact that you even hesitated, that tells me all I need to know.
I don't want to throw away what we have. It meant nothing to me.
When did it last happen?
Oh, when you God, went to get me a glass of water, I did self-complete with the Kraft American single, but it doesn't take away from what we have. What we have is love. It's bonded forever.
Well, then what do you have? What does Kraft American single have that I don't have? Is it because she's single and American and I'm Canadian? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is a little bit enticing to be new and different. And to be honest, if you're being honest, I know that you haven't been fulfilled in the bedroom and neither have I.
But I've been trying. I've been trying to make things work.
I know. And I appreciate you putting on that orange hue robe and letting me fold you. And then that was sex. And I don't know how, honestly, I don't know how you didn't kind of put two and two together then that I was trying to make you be, for lack of a better term, a Kraft American single.
Honestly, Alan, I think some part of me deep down always knew, but
don't say
it was
that.
Just too painful to come to terms
don't
with
say
it.
That it's never
so it was easier for me to pretend that I didn't know rather than admit my husband beds cheese.
But I wedded you.
Well, it doesn't feel that way, so I think we should take a break for now, take some time apart just to figure things out. So
a break, time apart. I couldn't help but feel like when you said those words specifically, there was a little bit of a sexual tinge. You've been eating a lot of Kit Kats recently.
It's just something to take the edge off at the end of a long work day.
So is sex.
Well, sure, you could say that about anything. So is a nice drink at the end of the night. So is, you know, watching TV. But sure, I'll have a couple Kit Kats before bed. What of
it? You haven't said my name with that kind of lust in years. I think maybe you got to step off that high horse because I've seen some chocolate stains on the bed and I didn't want to say anything because I had my own secret that I was weighing on me. But tell me, have you been having a Kit Kat?
No, you do not have the ground to go off on me when you were going in on cheese.
How do we fix this? All right. Clearly we both lied to each other. Clearly, we've been searching elsewhere for validation. What do you need to feel loved? Do you want me to break off a part of me?
No, don't say that, Alan. I want you for you.
Because I can give you a break. I can break you off a piece of my own back tooth.
No, I don't want that. I want you. I married you. And yes, I made a mistake. The Kit Kat had me.
And the craft was folded just so.
Can we leave that behind and start again? Knowing now that there are some parts of us that we didn't know we wanted.
I think we can try. But there's one thing we have to do first.
Candle lit all throughout the room. You break off a Kit Kat. I pull off a Kraft American slice. I fold it just so. And you start fucking it with the Kit Kat.
Credits roll.
Turns out they have each other and we have us.
I love you, honey.
I love you more.
Should we go to our next segment?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shook me all week long. I mean, we have to be euthanized for that, right? Like, what is wrong with us?
What is wrong with us? It is 12:30 on a Tuesday.
It's the worst time of the week.
And we're talking about fucking Kit Kats and cheese snacks. I already have my what shook me. So Elizabeth is home after a month away.
Correct.
So happy to have our little girl back.
Yeah.
And yesterday around dinner time, Daniel, Ian, and I are sitting talking, and Daniel just goes, "Oh, I have a present for both of you guys." And we're like, "What?" Daniel goes into the front room, comes back with a small package, and we're like, "When did you get this?" And he's like, "I have been targeted with this ad on Instagram over 600 times." And he's like, "And it finally wore me down." All right. And Daniel's like the last person in the world to be like, "I saw this on Instagram."
Yeah.
And so I just bought it. And he's like, "And I got two because I know that we'd all want to like trade off and use it." And E and I were like, "What is it?" Like, we really had no idea what it could possibly be.
Yeah.
But the man knows us. The man knows us quite well. I'm forgetting what they're called, but he got two. I'll be right back. I'm gonna show you and grab it.
Okay.
Hold on. Here it is. It kind of looks like a thing you use to de-shed a dog or a horse.
What the hell is that?
And it is called Uproot Lint. And the bag has a quote on it that says, "It's so good, I can't put it down." And so what you do, so Elizabeth and I fucking love satisfying things like ASMR, but not like ASMR, yeah, but like, you know, like the I'm forgetting what it's called, but it's like the greens, the flower foam. It's like if you're putting flowers into a foam, if you're like, and then you crush it with your hands. Like,
what?
The green stuff, if you look up flower foam, it's like if you're making a floral arrangement, it's like you put it into this green foam.
Oh,
and
my
when you crush
God.
It, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
love shit like that. We love like cleaning videos, like deep cleaning videos,
yeah,
power washing. So Daniel saw this, and basically you rake it across rugs and carpets, and it gets all of like the kind of like it lifts everything up, everything that you couldn't get with a vacuum immediately. It also gets like a lot of material from the carpet that like has been worn off anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like you basically shave off a layer and it's like new carpet. We did this for like 2 hours yesterday. It was shocking how immediately when he opened it up, Elizabeth and I were both like, "Oh, fuck yeah." And we just like, we cleaned the entire carpet in our living room. I immediately did it in our bedroom, our front entryway. We've been saving that because we're like, "Oh, that's going to be good."
Yeah.
And so then it's like, we were all taking turns. Like, Daniel started, and then like, "Can I try?" And then Elizabeth was doing it, and Daniel was like, "Oh, wait, can I take over?" Like, it was shocking. It was as if like a dad, like, he's like, "How do I make chores fun and keep them entertained?"
Yeah.
Like, Elizabeth and I were doing it for a long time. And Daniel literally made me a drink while I was doing it. Elizabeth had a drink. And so that was like our night. We were cleaning our rugs. And we would like look over each other, be like, "Oh, you got a good spot over there. Oh, wait, look at this. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I couldn't recommend it enough. Uproot Lint. It's fucking incredible. I can't wait to do the front carpet today.
It's
unbelievable.
We should email the ad team and try and get them to sponsor.
I would fucking love that.
Yeah.
It's correct. The quote on it, "It's so good, I can't put it down." Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Insane. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. It was incredible.
Outdoor table. At my house, we have an underutilized back deck. It's just empty right now. It's big. And we just like I am there sometimes. I used to work out there before I started climbing again. But now it's like George and Justin, my roommates, never come down back here because like they don't come in my room really. And there's nothing to do back here. And I think in like 3 hours, we're getting an outdoor table from Target.
Amazing.
That I'm going to have to probably assemble by myself, which is fine. But very excited about that. Very excited about that. That'll
be so cool. Yeah. Oh my God. That'll be such a nice space to have.
And to hold. And I think we're going to start doing brunches and dinner parties. So you should come and bring an app.
I would love that. If you have any carpets or rugs that you need.
I'm good on the carpet lint roller.
It's not a lint roller. It's much more than a lint roller. Right, actually, it's not sticky. It's like it's
a rake.
It's a rake. Yeah. It's essentially a rake.
God, I'm so happy for you, but that's like that would be the worst gift ever for me.
Jeff, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Have to come over and try it. You have to try it. Yeah. You have to try it.
Okay, the next time I'm over,
amazing.
I'll try it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, and you can follow his verified ass on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can follow the show on review at Review Review on Instagram at Review Review Show on Twitter and r/ReviewReview on Reddit.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. Speaking of, thank you to our VI podcast, Aaron Carrico.
Aaron, no jokes here, Coogan.
Adam Neuschatron.
Agent Michael, somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
A co in the key of, well, G.
Alan, my potty humor isn't crappy.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bob and the code Buell does actually work on Manscaped for 20% off. I got a sponsorship for 99
questions. That's amazing.
So yeah, that's amazing.
Hell yeah. Use that
Woo!
One. Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Chasen Bales.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor Finnegan.
Curpature is taking a summer class and podcasts are the only thing keeping him sane.
Damian Kurt ? More like Damian Kurt, Damian Jerk ! Other host fucking got him.
Nice. Daniel Clough.
Devin.
Dorian Randall.
Douglas Pimlott, who is, and this is completely off book here, our absolutely favorite VI podcast.
Every week I stare at the profile name box and I freeze. I'm not funny or creative enough to come up with a good name. I don't know.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Gray Sarfo. Yeah, I'm married. It must suck to be alone, Jeff.
Greg Verg.
Hallie, / I stand with my twin Gray, / I love you, Eric Crust.
Holly.
I became a VI podcast so I could more effectively bully Jeff's dumb ass, but not Riley because she's an angel. New patron.
New patron. Isaac God. Isaac Puff, but it's P-O-U-G-H, new patron, and it's not.
Jack Kwan.
Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Radov.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jasper, Jeffrey, James, well, James.
Jesse, a Terry robe for this merry bro, makes the ladies say, oh, hello, Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Caleb Luster.
Kinsey Owis.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Gray.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael a Bagel.
Mr. Tuesday Night has some big, big news for my fellow VI podcast at the Nexardi, so don't miss you,
bitch. Let's make it a specific time that he cannot make it at.
Perfect.
Nate Porteous.
New patron.
Nolan is canceled for what he wrote here. I can't even repeat it, but it's too far. I mean, you need to take some time to reflect, Murph.
Nothing Sometimes will be the next host of the HeadGum Podcast, like soon.
Pat Scott.
Phoebe.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams strongly desires a hoodie. That is all he's ever wanted.
I do need to send out the last shipment of the hoodies. I'm going to do it on Thursday. Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildum.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
That's exactly rice. A grain for my pain in the nose it goes. Maltese style, like the bird or whatever.
The Lego inside grandpa's ass. Somebody please help me get it out.
That was when I was cracking up while editing that one. The
He died as he lived.
Lego human coming down the aisle. No fucking
no
way.
No fucking way.
These vagabond nudes are longing to, well, stray.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
Thank you guys all for subscribing at the highest tier. We can't thank you guys enough for your support. And we'll see you guys again next week. If you'd also like access to bonus content of all shades and sizes, patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. But if not, we'll see you guys again next Tuesday. Arrivederci.
Cheese.
Nice!
That was a HeadGum Original.